All right, so ready to do some little time work? All right, so get yourselves comfortable. You know the drill, you've done it before. Balancing, settling, adjusting, and closing your eyes. Closing that curtain, letting yourself sink down gently into yourself, into your private space, your private room, your center. Putting your attention inside now. Your attention inside. All right. Relaxing. Letting go of anything that's not you. Anything that you perceive of as a false motivation, an agenda, a stress, a worry, a fear. Any old rage, any resistances, just breathe in through your belly, expand your ribs outward a little bit, and just let it all go. All the resistances, let it all go. And let yourself just kind of, through memory, through your imagination, let yourself just drift into that wondrous spa, luxuriating in luxury. Beautiful, nurturing, comfortable, safe. Wondrous place of beauty and peace. Just feeling as if there is a very gentle breeze, just the right temperature. You're just the right temperature. It feels so comfortable and so relaxed. And there you look about you and you see the beauty and feel the peace. And there, on your comfortable divan or sofa or bed or chaise lounge, whatever it is that you so luxuriate your body upon, as you just feel yourself kind of sinking in that, feeling your body, your mate on this journey, your partner, going, ah, this feels so good. And even though you see your body there and see what wonderful throw you have pulled up over you or what beautiful fabrics there are, you close your eyes there too. You close your eyes in your beautiful spa, safe. But you don't drift off to sleep. As you close your eyes, you find yourself just sensing that you're drifting free of your body through space. At first it seems a little dark, but slowly as you move forward, it seems that you see twinkling stars. It's like it's in the night sky, and you're moving through a field of stars. easily and flowing through this beautiful astral vision, through the stars. Feeling oh so free and light and easy. We've been talking with you about time. You're sensing that you're just floating free in time, space. You can't really tell if time is going fast or if it's going slow or if it's twisting or turning or what loop you're on. You just sense that you're moving somewhere. Feeling comfortable and free. And you sense that you're moving through this incredible depth of space. You can see that some stars seem far away, some seem much closer. The ones closer seem to move more as you move, and then the ones further away. All seems normal in perspective. But as you, somehow or another, you just kind of float along, you start thinking about your intention, what it is you want to create, what you're on the way to doing, if it's some kind of manifestation in form. You think about how you're going to feel when you're there and what you're going to look like as you celebrate that. If you don't know the form quite yet or you haven't really detailed it out, imagine yourself, though, at that level of success, at that level of manifestation, feeling free and confident, luxuriating in a success that is natural to you. So thinking about where you're going, a sense of your expanded self, your brighter light self, your greater sense of happiness, the light being that you are, the sense of celebrating your success. It feels so wonderful to think about it. And you feel that you're moving in that direction somehow. Although it doesn't have a direction from here, but you're moving. And you're sensing that. And as you start feeling it more deeply, as if it's more real, as if it's more close to you, you feel that you're moving faster somehow. You start to feel that the air that you move through has a texture. You're speeding faster now. You see the stars moving a little faster around you. And then you notice by looking out the way the stars lie and the ways that they move, you realize that you're moving into a huge channel. It's like there's an opening in space and they're all arranged around this opening. You can almost sense this extra channel that opens up. It's not something that has a physical demarcation to it. It just seems like a curved tunnel of energy. It has no color, no form, no shape. It's a sensing that there's an opening there, but you can see that the stars twist and distort around this, so that you can feel that you're moving towards this and into this area, into this curved tunnel. It goes up a bit, and then it curves over. And somehow or another, you lose a sense of it in space, deep space. Intrigued, you follow it. With your attention, you seek to explore it. And you move faster now into it. Into this space within a space. A space that you only can sense, a space that curves. And you feel yourself now moving on the curve. And you feel the sides of the space. Still just a perception, nothing to see, just a sense. Coming closer to you, the space is a little smaller. It's curving a little bit more steeply. And you're moving faster. And now it begins to curve even more steeply. And you feel that you're beginning to go into a large spin, a large loop. It's like you're flying upside down and now you're back right side up, and upside down again and right side up. And every time you come right side up, the stars look different. And all of a sudden, it's as if space kind of turns inside out, and you move in to it, and somehow emerge outside of it, in a new world, in a new sky, a new starry sky. You can't really put your finger on it. It looks similar, but it just feels different. It shimmers more, perhaps. There's no great fanfare. You just popped out here. And you see ahead of you a beautiful light. A glowing light. And you feel called to move to that light. You just feel a sense that it's calling you, that it's attracting you, it's pulling you. And so you move to the light and it gets bigger and brighter. And as you get closer to the light, you begin to see that this light is the energy of your desire, the energy of your manifestation. If you have a form in manifestation that you wish to achieve, you'll see some aspect of this form. Otherwise, you will see diamonds or diamond-shaped energies representing your manifestation. You're moving towards it. You're moving towards it. And now go through it. You go into the light, you come out the other side. And now you find yourself on a planet in this starry sky. A planet of great vistas, mountains, plains, valleys, perhaps oceans, perhaps not the same color that you associate with Earth. And you find yourself there, either hovering just above it or standing on it. It's a new reality. It's a different reality. There's not much going on there. It doesn't have the complexity of Earth. It doesn't have the number of species. It's more empty, unformed, but vast. And it is here that you find a place, a pinnacle of power, a place that's higher, perhaps, than other places, or a place that is the center of a great valley, down deep, nestled and nurtured, either high on a mountaintop or on a peak, or deep into a valley, nurtured. You find your way to this place by a thought, by intention. You only need to intend yourself there and you're there. And you wait. and you see stars in the starry sky. There seems to be no atmosphere here, so you can see stars sparkling into infinite space around and beyond this planet. And some of these stars move out of their position, and they come together and form a bright star above you. And a beam of light that you're used to now, coming down around you, shimmering, supporting you, nurturing you, around you. You and us, we're together now, here in this new world, a new world ready for your creation. A new world of potentials and possibilities. So first may we present to you, dear one, your crew, your forces, your powers of momentum. And we call forth for all your crew, your group, your network, your spiritual family to show up in this place. Come be with this one. It is time. They are ready. And you see on the horizon lights, perhaps orbs, geometric forms that move, beautiful colors, beings that don't really look like people but look like more like energies. And then there are those who are your family coming in a large group with love and light and crystalline energies. They're crystallizing for you so that you may perceive them. Feel yourself being surrounded now as they come and they land and they stand around you or hover around you. A good dozen, maybe two dozen, maybe 100, 200. They surround you. And just as if you're on Earth, feeling this planet beneath your feet and feeling energies flowing as a sky above, you feel surrounded with love, you feel grounded, you feel present and ready. As each one has come in, they have sent you a bubble of light and love, and these bubbles now cascade over you, popping and releasing their contents of light and love on you. Pop, 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 pop. Little bubbles all over you. Pop, 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 pop. And they feel so good. Kisses of love and light and energy all over you. Pop, 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 pop. And you feel the gratitude of their caring and their love for you. And now, call upon the forces of nature. Call upon the force of the element of air. We call upon the force of nature, the element of air. A shimmering being in human form stands before you. Perhaps it holds a form of the archangel Raphael. Perhaps it holds a form of some angelic being you don't know a name for. Perhaps it holds an visage of an ancient shamanic being, powerful magician or wizard. But this one stands in form in front of you, shimmering, crystalline form. And you can see on them that there are chakras, seven chakras, in color, traditional colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo blue, purple, and violet white. Seven chakras on them connect by thought now. Your root chakra with theirs. Connect your second chakra with theirs. Send a beam of light out from your root to theirs, from your second chakra to theirs, from your third chakra to theirs, yellow to yellow, green to green now. Fifth chakra, blue to blue, sixth purple to purple, seventh violet white to violet white. And now you stand facing them, and they facing you, connected chakra to chakra. You request, I request your assistance, your strength, your energy to jumpstart, to activate, to support a momentum of success in a spiritual, nonlinear creation. Coming from their chakras now, floods of energy down these channels, down these lines to you. Coming to you now. Flooding. Red to red. Ah, feel it hit. Orange to orange. Yellow to yellow. Feel it hit your chakras. Power coming into you. Power coming deeper, deeper into you. Strong power coming into you. Green, blue, purple, violet white. Receive, dear one. Receive it. Receive this infusion of energy into you. It is intense. You take a deep breath and accept it into you. And then just like that, it is no longer there. You're infused. You feel full of it. And we gently turn you a quarter turn now to the right, calling upon the force of nature known as fire. And standing before you now, a being of light, a shimmering, radiant, crystalline being of light. Fire, you may sense it as Lord Michael. You may sense it as an ancient wizard. Or it may be unnamed, unidentifiable. Again, you see the chakras there. Again, you send out a beam of light from your root chakra to theirs, from your second sacral chakra to theirs, from your solar plexus chakra to theirs, from your heart to theirs, from your throat to theirs, to from your third eye to theirs, and from your crown to theirs. We request the powers and strengths of fire to jumpstart, to support, to nurture, to energize momentum towards the vision, towards the fulfillment, towards the success. All right, receive, dear one, as infusions now from your root chakra, of theirs to yours, from their second, their third, their fourth, the fifth, sixth, and seventh to yours. Beautiful liquid light bolts of juice, of energy into you. And you thought you were already full, but now you have more and you become greater. You feel yourself expanding. You feel yourself more brilliant. You feel yourself filling up with more color, vivid light. Each one in turn. One hitting you, two, three, four hitting you, five hitting you, six and seven. Feeling them come in, receive. Let them in, let them in, let them in. There you go. More coming in. That, there we go, there we go. Take a nice breath, belly breath, and as you breathe out, you accept them in. And it is done, and you feel filled and brighter and more passionate. And as before, they are gone. And we turn you, dear one, gently a quarter turn to the right. And they are standing before you, a third form now. And we, as we have called and asked for a form for water, the force of nature, it stands before you. His chakras lined up. You know, you send your light beam out now more eagerly, more joyously, more easily. 1 to 1, 2 to 2, 3 to 3, 4 to 4, 5 to 5, 6 to 6, and 7 to 7. Feeling the connection with them, feeling the resonance beginning to lift already. We request your support to jumpstart, to help energize this momentum to this success. Allow yourself to receive, dear one. Here they come, the bolts of absolute joyous energy, this time feeling like a flood of light. From the red to the red, from the orange to the orange, feel it each one in turn filling up, feeling it come in, pumping into you. Let yourself open and receive and expand now even more as it comes into you, as it comes into you, as it comes into you. And the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh chakras filling up now and going deep into your body until there's colors swirling throughout your whole body and you've expanded. You're greater. You're radiant. You feel the vibration. Strong, strong, you're strong. Feel the gratitude. To feel so much support and so much help that these are giving you. And once again, that figure has disappeared and we turn you one final quarter turn now. And you face the fourth and final force of nature, that of earth. We've called upon all the forces to be with you, the four forces to be with you. And here is earth. You may see this in the form of an archangel Uriel, or you may see it in the form of an ancient wizard, or great one, grandfather or grandmother. We request that you support and jumpstart, energize, and help sustain the momentum to success as envisioned, as desired. You connect with them, red to red, orange to orange, yellow to yellow, easy to do now, green to green, blue to blue, purple to purple, a violet, white to violet, white, and now receive it coming back to you now in greater abundance than ever before. Even more light, energy moving across those channels getting really big now, flooding into you, moving energy into you. You can feel the impact of these gifts of energy moving into you. As you expand, you feel yourself getting even more powerful, even stronger than you have been. all the way up, one at a time, all the way, one through seven. You're infused, you're larger, you're expounded. And you feel gratitude for this support. And now stepping up to being with you, a whole host of beings. They may not look like the people that you know in your day-to-day life on earth, but they are your spiritual family. They're familiar. Amongst them is one we might call a soulmate, someone who you have loved beyond earthly love, seemingly forever. A soul connection of great depth. And this one, with incredible love and moisture in their eyes, steps to you. You have missed this one so. You have felt so separate, and you feel complete communion and union. This has, in a sense, been your missing piece. As this one stands before you. Whether this one is actually physically incarnate at this time and with you or not, this one holds a level of love for you that is beyond the physical. And you for them. This is your ultimate lover. The ultimate relationship of romance and love. You feel so loved. You feel so at home. You feel so at peace as they touch you, as they love you, as they hold you, and you hold them. You almost don't want to go back to physical form now. You want to, like, stay there forever. But you know you've chosen a mission, and they have too. But you feel this love inside you, filling you with a sense of complete and total oneness. You are complete. There's no separation. Ah, I feel so good. It's a balm to your soul. Let that love, that unconditional, divine, exquisite, passionate love fill every cell of your body now. Just fill it up so every cell can remember this experience. As if you were going to actually quiz your cells and say, okay, cells, what did this feel like now? They would say, it felt like this. You give a little sigh. There's an ecstasy. There's a sense of transfiguration, a transcendence beyond your limitations with this kind of love. You're safe to be you under all circumstances, to do what you choose to do. You will succeed. You know that now, absolutely, without a doubt. It is inevitable. It is natural. It is in alignment with this incredible love with which you undertook your mission, with which you love these, your family members and friends of your spiritual kin. And now all of them radiate a light at their heart and gently send a beautiful beam of light from their heart to yours. There may be 50, 100, 3,000 of these. You may not know how many there are, but feel yourself receive this energy to your heart. And as you feel this energy given to your heart, you remember that you are the representative of an incredible group of beings. You are their emissary. You are the one, the chosen one, to move to Earth for this grand experiment. They're with you 100% and more. You are beloved by them, and you willfully, personally chose freely this mission to Earth. Remember that now. Remember that commitment as the representative for them, to do the mission of your group, and not a pressure, not a burden, not a demand, but an absolute creative joy for you to come and learn the aspects of creating from scratch, to shift planetary realities through your will and choice. Re-accept your mission now with love, voluntarily, freely, knowing that it is time for you to embark upon this level of your mission. Your personal success is your family's success. And they're rooting for you, and they will send you energy. Now that you are connected with them, you can receive their energy. And we request of them that they support your momentum. They jumpstart support, help sustain and increase energy for you to get to the point of success that you desire. There will be a point at which the consensus reality will join in and give you that energy. And then it'll be so much more. They're with you. They love you. And you disengage now from the embrace with your special one. And you know it's not going to be all that long. You'll be done with this life, because on the other side it's like a flash of light, a physical plane life. You've slowed it down so you can have some years to explore and play. And then you'll come back to this incredibly long-lived life of joy with your family as you continue your journey homeward. So wave to them like, see you later. And they lift and form a band, a circle, a ring of light around you. A ring of promise, of commitment to be there for you now. A ring of light. And now, one by one or two by two, others now begin to visit you. Beings that have worked with you on other dimensions and other levels, teachers, various mentors from different levels. They come to be with you now. And they come and they touch you and infuse you with light and power and love. Receive now. Receive. You're getting huger and brighter. You've already gone to 20, 30 feet tall. You're getting taller and taller. You're becoming a giant light being as they infuse you with your light, with their light, with your light, growing greater and greater. Let it grow. Let it expand. let it become more, until, in a sense, you're lighting up this whole planet you're standing on. You're lighting up the sky. You're a star yourself. You, a spark of consciousness. You, the nature of who you are, is a light as of 9 suns. Your soul light, your individual consciousness, powerful, ready to go. You're a powerful reality creator, and you came to play in a playground called the physical plane on Earth. Accept. Stand tall and strong in your power. And as you do that, your focus is pulled. And once more, you begin to feel yourself moving into and concentrating into a point of light, into a star. You become a point of light. Feel yourself an atom of light, but all powerful. An atom, a very small piece. Not just an atom, A-T-O-M, but an Adam, A-D-A-M, the first of your kind on this new level. You're small, a spark, but yet you're immense. Feel the concentrated power of yourself. You move as a point of light now. You move as a point of light, and seeing ahead of you, spiraling, twisting, turning, every which way, infinity loops of time. You can play on any of these that you wish. You find yourself drawn to a point that is for you, your present. But it is a present in which you are so empowered that it has shifted all possibilities and all probabilities. But you will call this point ahead of you the present. You will mark that point on these loops. This is the present. And you go there and put your attention there. And as you do so, you feel the fullness of your mission, the readiness of yourself. You feel the sense of your power. You look out and you see a dark point. And you know this is a past. A past that is holding a spot against you, a resistance for your future, because you've identified and you're connected to it. You can feel a certain resonance between you and it. So now, with your power of attention, you breathe it in and pull it to you, the present. And it comes into you. At first it seems like a darker or limiting force. And then you breathe in again. And when you breathe out, it's going to explode into a billion light fragments. Inside you, sparkles and diamonds of light fragments, all sparkling, crashing, expanding, exploding inside you. No more limits. And you look out in all the spirals and the waves, and there's another point, a bright point, a point where you're going, or that's what you call your future, the future of success. And you see that beautiful bright point there, and you feel a resonance to it, a love connected to it. Once again, you breathe it into yourself. And then as you breathe out, it will explode within you. Breathe it in. Suck it in. and breathe out, explode inside yourself, exploding into billions of fragments of beautiful light and crystalline diamonds. Feel the tingle, feel the sparkle, feel the expansion and the freedom. Make your choice now. Always comes down to this. As a powerful reality creator, which reality, what reality, what parallel reality would you like to choose? A parallel reality in which you feel better, you function better, you're more conscious and aware, all of those things? All right. Find yourself moving again now and get on the loop itself. Get on the infinity loop itself. Loop, go up, down, around, up, down, around, looping, infinity looping. Feel yourself looping, looping, looping. And then it starts to go free form all over the place, spiraling, looping, up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And as you do that, you expand yourself. You expand more. You begin, instead of being an intense spark of light, you're feeling much more like a bubble of light. A bubble of light. And within this bubble of light, you're shaping a form that resembles a human body within this bubble of light. And now you, in this form of a body, inside this bubble of light, bouncing around, up and down and over and around and over. And that looks good. There's a spot there. That looks good. That's a good present to return to. That looks right. It's close enough to seem contiguous, but far enough apart, greater than before, to give you more opportunities and more success. You're called to it almost as if it sings you a song you can't resist. And you move to this point on one of these loops, one of these crazy loops. There it is. You move to it. 3, 2, and 1, you move into it. Settle into it, into the present, into your new present. Breathe in through your belly. Expand your ribs. Breathe out. And you feel your body as inside the spa you wake up. You come out of your reverie. You see yourself lying there in your body in that beautiful spa, relaxed, so comfortable. And now another deep breath in, integrating even more with your body, and a breath out. And let yourself now come back into the room, into to the chair or the place where your body is resting in the present, in the physical plane. And gently, 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 when you're ready, open your eyes, breathing in again, connecting with your body, breathing out, and as you breathe out, if you haven't opened your eyes, gently now open your eyes. Bringing back with you the link, infused with power, energy, the elements, the love of your family, your mission, your past transmuted into light, your future brought present into light. And you, in a new parallel, looking delightfully contiguous and similar to the old one. But it feels a little different. Ground yourself. Maybe touch your body. Maybe rub an arm, a leg. Maybe stretch a little bit, rotate your ankles. And you're back. But back where? You're back to a new place with us. Just let yourself sense it and know that even though your logical mind will say, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever what we did. And even if you think that you weren't present through half of this meditation, you were. Okay. We went into places that normally your linear conscious mind cannot conceive of. Doesn't know how to work there. So it kind of took a vacation on you. Which was kind of our objective too. All right. But just keep in mind during the lunch hour that this is a new place you're in. Just remind yourself, I'm not exactly where I was when I left for that meditation. There's a parallel reality here because I made a nuance of choice and I shifted some things. All right? So we will see you after lunch. And what is it now? How long will it be this time? An hour?
That's half.
All right. Can you do it? Do lunch in an hour?
Yes.
All right. Good. So we'll be back in an hour. All right.
Let's say 3:30.
3:30, and we will go on to further adventures. So for now, farewell, dear ones.